News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Irish Hospice Foundation have today launched Time to Talk, Tomorrow Starts Today, which has the aim of encouraging people to speak about dying and indeed grief. And Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and author of Resilience, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Brendan. Do we struggle, do you think, to talk about death and dying and grief?
We struggle to talk about these things ahead of time. It's very interesting in Ireland that, funerals and wakes are times of great coming together, times of great talk and chat and remembering. And that's really healthy. That's really, really good. But we're not as good, I think, about talking about this ahead of time. And we're reluctant to bring it up with each other as well for fear of upsetting other people or feeling that other people aren't ready to talk about these things. So the Irish Hospice Foundation initiative is very, very welcome. They have a long history of work in this area, but it is good to focus people on the idea that it's time to talk and maybe not leave your family and friends and those around you in a state of confusion or uncertainty after your death.
People are often afraid, though, aren't they? Both sides, both maybe the person who's dying, but also their family, to discuss it openly. I think maybe for fear of upsetting each other.
Yes, we worry a great deal about upsetting each other, about all kinds of things. And we worry far too much about that because, you know, we can have very difficult conversations if we approach them well. And that's why the Irish Hospice Foundation program is so interesting, because they've a series of tools. So, for example, they have a Think Ahead pack that includes something you can just download from their website, thehospicefoundation.ie, a document about your personal wishes. And this goes through very practical things, and it makes it easy to talk. So, for example, there are things like what kind of medical care you would like, but also what about your pets? What would you like to see happen to them? Or what, you know, do you have a pension? Because other people mightn't know. Or, you know, how many bank accounts do you have? You know, very simple things like this. And a document like this can just open the conversation a little bit more, make it, if you like, less weighty by focusing on details like what to happen to your belongings or to your cat or your dog.
So practical bits. Is it the opposite then of what we think? We think if we have those conversations that they'll be hard, that they'll be upsetting, I think that's why we avoid them, that somehow they're the wrong thing to do. But actually, it's the opposite. They're actually maybe the right thing to do to prepare ourselves or others for what is inevitable for all of us, really.
Yes, they are the right thing to do. And it can be easier to have these conversations when somebody is well, you know, when this isn't as immediate, although, you know, who knows, but when this isn't as immediately on the horizon as it might be. So when someone is well, it's useful maybe just to raise the topic. Now, listen, not everybody is going to want to talk about this at the moment the topic is brought up, but it's good to discuss it mutually. So, for example, if you're in a relationship, it can be useful to say, you know, why don't we maybe, take a look at this about our personal wishes in the event that one of us became ill. What would you want? What would I do? What would I want? And so forth. And it can be helpful to do that together, if you know what I mean. It's less threatening and it opens a conversation. And then having something to structure it out, like these documents from the Hospice Foundation, it really helps go through the topics. And it's really good for relationships and easier to do now, perhaps, before illness strikes, than it is when illness comes. And it can always be revised at that point.
And maybe lastly, Brendan, and obviously you're quite right that the hospice documents, and if anyone wants to go to the hospice website, there's loads of information there. But I remember my late father talking to me about a relative of ours who was dying, and he was not the closest relative, but he used to go and visit them a lot and talk to them, because they said that they weren't able to talk about their fears about dying with their immediate family, because their immediate family couldn't bear to hear this truth that was coming down the line, but that the person who is dying sometimes needs a space to talk about their fears around mortality and all of that.
They do. They need a space to talk about this, or if they so choose, not to talk about this. And the important thing is very much being there. And this applies to someone who is dying, but also someone who is bereaved and maybe struggling. I remember many years ago, Kira, reading an essay about a rabbi in New York who went to visit a grieving man. And the rabbi realized he didn't know the deceased person, but the rabbi brought along bagels and coffee and sat there. And the end of the essay was, "I didn't know what to say, but arriving with bagels and coffee is always a good idea." So yeah. It's about being there and creating a space both before and after that death for people to speak, or if not that day, maybe the next day.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something lovely in it, despite it might sound morbid to some people, but I think there's something nice in all of this. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Brendan. That is Professor Brendan Kelly, their professor of psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and author of Resilience.
Yeah, he spoke really well there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Death is part of life.
I know.
And as my mother used to say, as she was when she was terminally ill, and it did give us comfort when she said that, I have to say.
Yeah, I think there is comfort in all of these things, even though I think sometimes we shy away from that comfort out of, I don't know, misguided fear or I don't know what.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.